Hey, dear listeners, we're going to do a little bit of feedback today. Sim is in my dressing room, once again annoying me, but I do love him. And I feel like I can tell you guys that while he's right in front of me, but I couldn't tell that to him if we weren't rolling.
Well, for the sake of time, I'm not going to respond to that, and I'm just going to get right to the feedback.
Yeah, okay.
But I do love you.
Do I abuse you too much? No.
No, you don't.
All right.
You know I like it. So, do you remember Jenna? Jenna's a geologist. She had this.
Yes.
She talked about this.
Yes, I thought
about
this
triangle.
Yeah.
So, just to recap, what happened? What's going on with Jenna is she had this fling with this guy, and she's a geologist in Montana.
Right.
And she just thought it was going to last. She thought she was going to be moved on to a different assignment. The whole fling was going to last maybe a couple of weeks.
Right. But then she gets a new assignment. Right.
And she'll be working closely with him. And then he breaks the news that his ex-girlfriend is going to be there too.
Right.
And guess what? They're going to get back together. And she's wondering, what the hell do I do in this situation? So Sarah wrote in and she says, I was listening to most of your recent podcast with Mark Duplass and had to immediately write in after listening to Jenna's story. 6 weeks ago, I found myself in a very similar situation. I'd actually just quit my job, but had 4 months left until my last day. One of my coworkers took me out for a drink, and it turned into a little fling over a couple of dates, but I wasn't too worried because I was leaving the company. He broke it off out of nowhere, and I was very confused, and I had a gut feeling that there was another reason. A couple of weeks later, two of my coworkers were dumped with similar situations. I found out that he had been dating one coworker for 2.5 years, another for 1 year, and I lucked out with only a month of time and no broken heart, unlike the other two. With all that being said, let me just say, if I could go back in time 2 months, my advice would be don't mix love slash sex slash relationships with work. As much as we don't think it will complicate things in one way or another, things take on a life of their own. If this guy has dated and slept with a coworker twice, it's likely to happen again. And it's so easy to just say, let's keep it a secret and not be judged. If you're going to be in close contact with this guy and his girlfriend, I vote you get everything out in the open. If he really already told her about this other woman while they were, quote, on a break, then it will only be affecting you. If he tries to control what you say to her, it's likely because he's lying to you or her in some way. Hopefully, she will respect you for telling her and will be able to build a relationship from that. Best of luck navigating these waters. T-minus 62 days until I'm out of my love square. Thank you, Anna, for all the wonderful advice and for helping me stay positive. Fuck you, Sim, but also congrats. And that is from Sarah.
Sarah, that's amazing advice. Thank you for sharing your experience.
Not an uncommon experience, right?
No. Stevie Nicks once said, players only love you when they're playing. Women, they will come and they will go.
Keep going.
That part's not.
You have a nice voice.
That's really, you're not wearing headphones. Thank you.
It's good.
But I think, you know, it goes back to our original ethos of protecting your heart, protecting one's heart.
Yes, of course.
And I've thought about that call a lot. And anyway, thank you, Sarah, so much.
So Jenna actually wrote in with an update.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. She took our advice. We told her that, you know, you have to keep things professional.
I just remember. But I wanted her to protect herself and protect her heart and her career.
So she wrote in and she said,
they want me to officiate their wedding.
Update. Hi, guys. I followed your advice and sent him a text to clear the air before I saw him at work. I told him that his job is important and I didn't want this to get in the way. I understand the situation. No hard feelings. We both thought it was temporary and we should try and be friends so we can work together. He thanked me for being so mature and understanding, said that sounded great, but also, he is not getting back together with his ex. When I showed up to work, he was friendly, and a group of us went out to lunch. It was a little awkward, but I think we'll recover. Best, Jenna.
Jenna, thank you so much for your call and also giving us an update. I so appreciate it. I do wonder how the information of him not getting back together with his ex was delivered. I don't know.
What happens at this point now? Now they're not getting back together. And we originally thought that he never dumped her or he was just cheating.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Because it just seemed like everything was too abrupt.
And remember, Jenna told us that she really likes this guy or she is attracted to this guy.
Right.
What happens in this situation? Because this guy seemed to be telling the truth.
Well, I love it that he told her he had, you know, was thankful for your honesty. And that to me is like you being strong it's sexy. And it's, and whatever, like, I don't mean to use that idea as a lure to get anybody, but I do think that when a person is strong, it's just attractive for whatever realm you have in your life. I think that it was brave and protective of you to be honest with him and say, like, I want to just lay our cards. I want to just
let me ask you a question. Do you think this whole thing will ever come out one day between the three of them? And if it does, what do you advise Jenna to do with that situation?
Oh God, that's a tough one. I think that it probably will, because people love to gossip. But in those circumstances, people reveal themselves and what their motivations are. So if the, you know, the third party member confronts Jenna and says, like, I know that you hooked up with him, and, you know, or and is aggressive, that indicates something. Mm-hmm. If she says, I know you hooked up with him and I'm cool with that, I know that, you know, whatever, we're exes, then that indicates something. We don't have enough information about a possible confrontation, or, like, you know, all of this coming out. I always, you know, I talk about the long game. Mm-hmm. And like, what do you want, and how do you avoid being knee-jerk reactionary in a moment, I guess. I don't know, Sim. What the fuck am I talking about?
You say that all the time, but listen, people are listening to you right now. Ooh. And you're giving good advice.
I know, and it's okay? So, it's so deceptive, because I'm just talking into a microphone.
Exactly.
And then suddenly,
and
then, like,
people are listening to what you're saying.
Oh, I love you
the
guys.
The power
I feel
of
really
this
vulnerable.
Microphone.
I love you guys so much.
Don't look at me like that. Why are you looking at me like that? All right, let's just get to the show. Here's Bobby Lee.
Bobby.
Yeah.
What does it feel like to have an orgasm inside of a body as opposed to in your hand?
Oh, inside of a body is the difference between, like, having a deep dish Chicago pizza or Little Caesars. So Little Caesars is masturbating.
Okay.
But going to, like, an authentic deep dish, you know, Chicago
so
pizza.
So you like deep dish better than, let's say, like a good New York?
I didn't use New York as a reference, but I could have exchanged it's like having Domino's and then having a beautiful, delicious New York pizza. Does that feel better, Anna?
Bob, yes, it does. Okay. Bobby, if you were to masturbate with the food of your choice.
I have masturbated with food.
Okay, great. But let's say the food of your choice.
Yeah, I have money. I can choose whatever food.
What would it be?
It was steak.
Steak.
Wait, yeah. Raw or cooked?
Yeah, raw.
Like, you don't want to do like a Portnoy's complaint with a liver or something? Like,
no.
Liver?
My penis is very, like, blue collar.
Okay, but liver feels softer, right? Isn't it like a better?
Yeah, I know, but if you know, you just kind of dig a hole in a raw steak, you know, just go to Ralph's or whatever, right? Eight ounce.
Do you have to do it like at an angle? Like, do you dig the hole?
No, you dig a hole with a knife.
Wait, what kind of beef? What kind of cut?
Like a cowboy cut, because you want the bone in there too. To have something to hold.
So wait, but don't you want the whole thing encompassed? I don't understand.
You don't want the whole thing encompassed. I like a little, like, breathing, because I'm just saying this, a woman's vagina isn't like it's an open abyss when you go, the entrance is probably a small doorway.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
I'm no doctor. Right. But when you walk in, it's like an open abyss. It's like outer space. There's like a little chasm.
Right.
So the head of your penis doesn't get the friction sometimes.
Right.
It's kind of just like, oh my God, I can look around. That's what he says.
Oh, okay. All right. I just don't know. Wouldn't you want like the warmth encompassing the whole thing? Like, I don't know.
Well, when you, do you ever stick things in your vagina?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you like a hot dog?
I've never used a hot dog.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Because it's closest to human flesh, I think. That's why I tried a steak.
Yeah, but you kind of need some ribbing, though. You know, you need, I don't know. I feel like.
Can we air this part?
Sure, yeah.
PETA's not going to go crazy or. yeah. Like, Sim, would you masturbate every day?
I'm a vegan masturbator.
Well, men have to because of prostatitis. You have to have the system, otherwise.
Oh my God.
Right.
You have to ejaculate every single day.
Right.
If you're not dipping your balls in hot water and you're not ejaculating every day, you're going to get prostatitis. It's just a medical
thing. What is prostatitis?
Prostatitis. Do you ever have that feeling sometimes where you have to pee every couple of seconds, or you pee a bunch, but then it stops, but then you feel like you have to pee, but you can't? That's prostatitis. If you're not jerking off enough, that's what happens. It's a medical condition.
Will you please tell us about your favorite porn?
There's no death involved.
Well, then who cares if you have it?
Tell us about your favorite porn.
You asked me if I masturbated every day.
Okay, well, I know, but just say yes and move on.
Jasmine's Fantasy, is that your favorite porn? What was it?
It's not about...
You told me this years
ago. There's no such thing as favorite porn anymore. Nobody watches porn on DVDs. We talked about this before.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one has a favorite porn.
So you just watch, like, what, 15-second clips?
Why is this on me?
Do you like two girls getting it on?
What?
Do you guys both like two girls getting it on?
Oh, that's a good question for you, Bobby.
I like a story.
You do? Do you really?
I like a story.
Right. Well, you need an arc, a story arc, and yeah. Yeah. Do you like acting in it?
Yeah. I'm getting a little red, yeah.
I do. You needed it grounded in some sort of the truth then, huh?
I just need my imagination to flow.
Yeah.
I don't want it all just presented there. Because then there's that horrible feeling, like, after you're sort of done and it's still playing. It's like, this is up. Like, I got to. These people are not enjoying themselves at all. And I got to get out of here. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, with the story, I can just sort of...
There's not a lot of stories, though. It's usually pool man, pizza guy.
Oh, my God.
Those are the premises, right?
Whoa.
What?
Oh, listen. There's stories.
Yeah, you've seen stories.
Okay, I know.
What's the best story you've seen?
No, I'm not.
In porn. No.
Okay. Not getting into it.
Okay.
Right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you pay for it, or do you just get...
No, it's out there.
No, I pay for it. Well, I belong to six sites.
Wait, why would you belong to sites?
I'm not going
to
talk about what the sites are.
But why? What difference? Like, honestly,
what
can't
difference?
You get the same stuff
are you out
for free?
Of your fucking mind? I'm sorry, excuse me.
I mean, you're going
what?
For like crazy fetish
mind?
Stuff? Like, this is crazy. Like, you're talking about advanced porn. This is advanced.
It's not future porn like Blade Runner shit, dude. It's like, what I'm saying is this. Let me say something to you, my friend. Did
this
you
is,
talk?
This is
no,
Tyler.
I'll just talk to you. Okay. Fuck Tyler. I like you though a lot. So I'm going to ask you this, okay? When you watch, what's the last movie you saw?
Blockers.
Okay.
On TV.
You saw it on TV.
Yeah.
You didn't pay for it.
No, yeah, I paid for it on iTunes.
When you see Blockers, right? Oh,
yeah.
So you're iTunes. And you're watching Ike Barinholtz do his thing.
Yeah,
and
he's great.
John Cena,
I love him,
right? You like it high def, correct?
Sure, of
Why?
Course. Because I have a high def TV.
You want
it
blurry?
It doesn't
you want
make sound
blur?
You want it clear? Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
So he's trying to make a point.
And like, do you need to see pores? Like, what's happening?
Yes, I need to see.
You're watching it on your phone.
Don't,
why do you need
wait,
to see
Wait, back up
def?
Because I'm a guest. Back up.
Okay, sorry.
God. You're getting aggressive.
All right, I'm sorry. Right, I'll take a step back.
All right.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Anna. But what I'm saying is that, yes, I want to see freckles. I want to see the pores. I want to see if the vagina, I want to see the fallopian tubes, like deep inside. I want to see if there's any scars. Because if there's like scars and wounds on her legs, I'm done.
It
would be interesting to do like a porn series where you take the camera and you actually like shove it up the vagina and you see sort of like internal organs.
Yeah.
Sort of like
what they're doing.
The camera hitting the cervix.
That movie, Inner
How
Space.
How unerotic is that?
Yeah, remember that movie, Inner Space?
That's
they go
how
little?
Limited our fucking imaginations are. It's like that would be turn off porn. It'd be like, here you go, kids. And it's like, oh yeah. Oh, here's like the vulva. Here's the labia.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're entering. Oh God. Wait, what? It is awfully dark and red in here. All right. Okay. Hey, so Bobby.
Yeah.
I was watching some YouTube videos of you. Earlier today.
Why?
Because I attempt to do research. I'm not great at it, but I attempt to do it. I really love your morning show performances.
When I go to like news shows in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, can I just say something? I know what you're going to say.
No, you don't. Okay, but go on.
Okay,
but
just, I like your presumption. I just want to defend myself before, though.
No.
Is that it's like, for instance, this thing today.
Yeah.
I woke up at 2:20.
A.M.
Right? P.M.
Okay.
Like, I woke up 40 minutes before I was supposed to be here.
Love that.
So when I'm in those morning shows, I'm freshly awoke. Okay? So when I'm freshly awoke and I'm doing a morning show, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
No. Because here's what I found fascinating. The fucking jackasses that interview you.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do an improv with you. I wanted to be a morning jackass.
Okay.
Would you be...
Am I playing myself?
Yeah.
React the way I would normally react then. Is that what you want me to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm whatever.
Okay. Hey, everyone. You are here with Gwen Mandy. And guess what? It's iced latte today. Up next, we've got the comedian Bobby Lee. He is hysterical. So wake up, Albuquerque. And we will be right back.
Okay, we're going to start live again in about 5 seconds.
Yeah, but guys, I just want to let you know, I have another radio. I have another radio.
We'll get you out of here in time. Don't worry.
I know, but we got to start now.
We'll get you out of here in time.
Oh, so great to see
you. Okay, and five,
so great.
Four,
thanks so much.
Three, two, one, and...
Hey, guys. Wake up, Albuquerque. It is Gwen Mandy, and I am here with the hysterical... Literally hysterical, Bobby Lee.
Thank
Bobby,
you so much for having me, man.
Welcome to Albuquerque.
I'm a big fan.
Oh, thank you. You've seen our show?
Yeah. I DVR it back in LA.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so now you are performing the next few nights at the Ice House, the Albuquerque Ice House.
I am, yes.
What is that like for you?
Oh, it's like basically what is I like reaching out to the people. So I'm kind of a politician, you know?
Sure.
I like reaching my hand out.
Oh.
And I like.
Do you shake everyone's hand in the audience?
No.
Oh.
No.
So when you say you're like a politician, what does that mean?
Well, it's just basically, I'm basically going to city to city and I'm trying to just reach out to audiences.
Glad handing. So would you consider yourself a Republican or a Democrat?
Yeah, I don't want to really go there, but...
Sure.
Yeah, but I'm liberal.
Sure.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Liberal.
I assume you are too, right?
Well, nobody knows with Gwen. Oh, I'm so glad you're enjoying
really
your iced latte today.
Yeah, so I'd like to promote some things if you don't mind.
Oh, sure, of course.
Yeah,
of
I'm
course.
On a...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
But wait, I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
So now you have been publicly sober for quite a long time.
Yes, I have.
That's wonderful.
It saved my life.
Good for you. Oh, okay. Good for you.
What?
Now tell us about your dark times. Did you ever want to say, you know?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Like what?
Like, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's
We
have to take a break.
Okay, so
we're taking a break right now.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, I gotta actually go. I gotta actually go now.
Okay, we're back on. We're back on for our new.
I gotta actually go.
Back on 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Bobby, tell us one of your funniest jokes.
Oh, one of my favorites. Well, I'm self-deprecating, so I do a whole thing.
Oh, you are self-deprecating.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so I do a whole thing.
So that's your shtick.
Yeah, I open that way. It makes the people like
comfortable.
Yeah.
So you sort of like, you like to make fun of yourself. In what way?
In the way just of my physical appearance. I think people like really want to, when you make fun of yourself, it opens people up. Got
to
go,
I like to make fun of myself as well.
I know, I got
to
go, though.
No, not quite yet. Live on air. Okay, so tell us now, what other ways do you like to make fun of yourself?
Oh, I like making fun of myself because I had a traumatic childhood and that's the way I get.
Sure. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, now can I ask you, are you still close with your family and are you getting married soon? Because I am.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you so you're not quite as close with your family as you'd like to be?
No.
Okay, but so and are you in love, Bobby?
Yeah.
And what do you like about Albuquerque?
I'm gonna go. Okay.
No. What do you like about Albuquerque? Are you sort of a green salsa guy or a red salsa guy? Wait, verde. But anyway, I'm new here too.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you like?
Okay, I like all of it.
What do you like about Albuquerque?
I love Albuquerque. I like the sand.
Sure.
You have good sand here.
Where are you staying?
I'm staying at the Holiday Inn. You want to go?
Oh, you're staying there.
Room 202.
So, Bobby.
Yes, bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Oh, so what was your shtick again?
Nothing. I don't do one.
Thank you so much, Bobby. What a great segment.
They were really nice. Thank you.
Are we at, we're off?
Yeah.
All right, and we're clear.
That's exactly how they are. That's
how,
exactly how they are.
I know. Hi.
Hi. Wow, I started sweating.
I'm Gwen Mandy.
Yeah, hi, Gwen. No, I want to get out of that. You're so good at that.
Do you want to do a radio show with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now?
Yeah. Will you call in?
You do?
Yeah. Will you call in and I'll be...
Don't you hate though when you?
I'll be bing bang in the
when you have to do when you have to promote this mom, right? And you have to do those like 19 like morning
yeah.
like
oh my god yeah
what do they call that satellite?
And you're like leaping into somebody's territory and you have no idea what the fuck is going on and they have an inside joke that you're not in on and it's like
it's fucking terrible. It's fucking terrible.
Okay. Hey, bing bang.
Hey, bing bang boom.
All right, it's 6:13 a.m.
and rise and shine.
Traffic on the 90. It's looking a little tricky.
Who's
but hey,
yesterday, bing bang.
Bing bang. We've got Bobby Lee.
Bing bang bang.
Hey,
Bobby, how are you?
Good to see you guys again. I come here once a year, and it's really I get excited when I'm here.
Oh, Bobby, but wait. Are you just literally getting up right now because we know you're not actually here in the studio?
Yeah, I'm just getting up right now. Yeah, I'm calling in.
Thanks for being here with us. So tell us, what are you promoting?
I'm doing a one-man show. I'm doing Braveheart Live.
Are you gonna get quartered and dragged all around town?
yeah I'm playing Sir William Wallace.
Bobby, could you imagine getting quartered and drawn?
What's a quartered?
So your body gets quartered and it gets dragged off in four different directions by four very strong horses.
is that what quartered is?
Could you imagine that?
I can't imagine it, no. Yeah, did they used to do that in the medieval age?
They sure did. I'm surprised you didn't know that since you're making Braveheart.
Yeah. You know, I was just kidding, man. Yeah. I'm not doing anything.
Oh, bing bang. He's funny.
Bang.
That's a real bing banger. So, Bobby, tell us, like, what did you eat for breakfast today?
I just got up and I ate some yogurt and I drank a cup of coffee.
Bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing, bing.
Boring.
Okay.
Bobby, when was the last time you got laid? Woo.
I got a girlfriend.
Going there.
I have a girlfriend and we make love a couple times a week.
Oh, making love.
Yay.
Hey, Big Bang, do you believe that he's making love or is he
banging?
We almost have time. We got to cut the traffic. Hey, Bobby, thanks so much for being here. Bobby, bang, getting banged.
That's what they're like. And like, I'm actually sweating.
Okay, we're going to do a couple of deal breakers, and then we're going to get to calls.
Okay, what's a deal breaker?
Okay, deal breaker, you have to imagine that you're single.
Okay, I'm single. So I'm single.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, are these deal breakers?
Yeah.
It's explained. Okay. Do you want me to explain it?
Yeah, explain it to me.
Okay. She sucks your toes.
Uh-huh.
Not during sex, just while watching TV.
Oh, is it deal or no deal?
Yeah.
Deal.
I thought you understood.
No, I don't understand that. But.
No, pretty much like.
So
does this, so is this a turn on, turn off?
I get it now.
Yeah.
No.
No what?
No deal.
No deal what?
I don't want her to suck my toes when I'm watching TL television.
Okay. All right. So that's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, is that what I say then?
Yeah.
All right. So can we start over?
No. We're not starting.
No, we already did it. Dude, give me another one then.
Can you tell me
why though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I have really bad foot fungi.
Okay, you've talked about this before. I didn't know if it was true.
Yeah, I have really bad foot fungi.
Consistently.
It's like code red. Like I take oral and put stuff on it, and it won't go away.
Did you see a doctor?
I dip my feet in apple cider like 2 hours a day. It just won't go away. It's just itchy and flaky, and it's terrible.
Does it get red?
Itchy. Yeah, it's red, itchy. It's gross.
Do you ever put cortisone on it?
Yeah, I've tried everything, my friend.
Yeah, but I feel like you need like a good lotion.
No, we tried the...
I'm sure you've tried, right.
Yeah,
right.
I've tried everything in the book, okay? I have medical insurance, and I have a doctor, and we've tried everything in the book, and my feet are completely destroyed. Yeah.
That sucks. I know, sorry.
That's life.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh.
So you can laugh at it. I don't care.
No, the way you talk about it, it's funny.
I know. I'm telling you right now. I'm just being honest with you, and I have really bad foot fungi. So if a girl sucked on my feet, you'd be like, this is weird because she knows that I have it, and she likes the flavor or whatever. You know what I mean?
Maybe it's good flavor. Maybe it's like aged Asiago.
Yeah. It's bad. So yeah, that's a deal breaker.
Okay. On a first date, she goes to grab the check for dinner, but you insist on paying. Mm-hmm. When the waiter comes over to run your card, she says to him, can you add a filet on there to go?
That's 100% deal breaker. I'll tell you why.
Okay, good.
I eat with comics all the time. And if I'm paying, which I usually do because they're poor comics, if they want their food to go, I don't let them.
Wait, what do you mean? Like they don't
if
finish
I'm
their food?
If I'm paying for the meal... Listen to me, okay? If I'm paying for the meal, right, and they're like, can we have this box to go? I go, no, because I bought it. That's mine.
But then you take it home?
No, I just let them take it away.
But where are you guys eating?
Even a nice place, even. Like, we'll go to, like Masa or something. They go, can we have it? I go, no, did you pay for it? And they go, no, you paid for it. Then I go, then this is mine.
Yeah.
But you don't take it home with
you. No.
I'm so fucking with you.
Right?
Yeah, fuck those dicks.
They make an assumption like, oh, I'm gonna...
You're taking these poor ass fucking jokers like out to matzah?
Yeah.
They can fucking suck it.
They should
be like, oh, Bobby.
But the reason why, though, is also people know, like, if I pay, they're gonna order extra stuff so that they can take it home, right? And I'm gonna order what I can eat right now. So it's usually, I'll have half of a salad... And a chicken leg. Thank you. And they're like, okay, there we go. You can finish that.
Fuck those. Okay, she heckles you at your show.
A fucking deal breaker.
Wait. Can I be like a cute heckler? Can you give me like a little bit of routine?
Yeah,
and I'll be
I'll do old jokes I don't tell anymore.
Okay, I'll attempt to be like this new, like whatever girl that you're kind of into maybe. And you invited me to the show.
Okay. I have a fucking crazy story about that if you want it. But here we go. So these are old jokes I wrote in 95.
Oh my God, Bobby's coming up.
Hey, Bobby Lee, what's up? So my mom growing up was a Jehovah's Witness. And,
what?
She would knock on my door. She would knock on my bedroom door.
Doesn't believe in holidays.
And I would say, hey, what do you want, mom? And
she'd what?
Go, that, just practicing.
Wait, what?
She's Jehovah's Witness. She was just practicing on my bedroom door. Hey, will you shut the fuck up?
No, I know, but... Why would you...
No, I know, but don't get... I'm doing a show and...
No, it's fine. No, continue. I don't want to...
Anyway, yeah, my dad does not think I'm funny at all, you know? You know, my dad, he does not have the, you know, if I see him every time, he always goes, I have a joke for you. I go, what is it, dad? Knock, knock. Who's there, dad? You're not the funny. Yeah, you don't have to finish it. Listen, I'm showcasing for her.
I wanted to be
Montreal
dad.
Comedy Festival's here.
My agent just brought
a bunch of fucking people.
Go Canada.
Wow, man.
There's women out here too.
Yeah. I love my girlfriend though.
Yeah. I love you.
Yeah. You're not my girlfriend.
What?
You're not my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just met on Tinder and this is a one night thing. Yeah. In fact, go home. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm gonna come up with stage with you. Do you want to do that funny popcorn thing that we do?
I'm sweating again.
Let's do that funny popcorn thing.
We don't have a popcorn thing.
I do that caramel thing.
Oh yeah. Security, get the fuck get her on it. Get out of here.
I'm so sorry, Bobby.
Thanks, man.
Thank you,
Johnny.
Okay, so wait.
Oh my god,
that was intense. By the way, I saw you going.
I got really like.
Has that ever happened to that extent?
I met this girl, and I was going to the upfront. When I was on Mad TV, I went to the upfronts, and I just met this girl, and she was a starting out comedian. And when I was, you have a dinner with all the shows and stuff.
Yeah.
And I go, I'm not going to say her name. And my friend goes, look, and she's giving her business card to the president of the network, going, I'm a comedian too. And I was like, imagine, you barely know somebody.
Comedians having a business card.
Right. But she's like, I'm starting up. I'm really good. This and that. I don't even know the president that well. Like, at the time it was Gail Berman,
Did you see a look from Gail?
Gail was like looking at me and I dragged her away. I go, if you ever fucking do that again. Right. And then I didn't even get laid that weekend. On top of it, I flew her to New York, right? Didn't even get laid. And she almost fucked me out of my situation.
Did you have Eggs Benedict, though?
Yeah, it was really good. It's really good. Don't you love Eggs Benedict?
Did she get it?
No. I never talked to her again, and now she's married. And every three years.
It worked. It worked for her.
What if that happened? Oh, my God. They adopted a bunch of kids, and...
Oh, they're living the good life, and here we are.
My dressing room is right around the corner here.
Really?
Yeah.
Where? On what stage?
We are over here at 43.
Oh, 43.
But I'm on a show called Splitting Up Together, and I walk by this all the time, and I never knew you were up here.
Yeah, I'm up here all the time. This is.
Yeah.
But will you please come visit, though?
That's just weird to come up here and go.
No.
Hey, Anna, what's up? You know what I mean?
No. I mean, yeah, maybe, but. I would love it. I know, I would love it.
I love you too, but it's like Simon Helberg is, I know him too. And he's right next door.
I want to put my boots on your thigh and make you rub my feet.
I would rub your feet.
It's a privilege, you know.
Yeah, I know it is.
Okay, tell us more about Simon.
Simon's next door to my dressing room, and I know him. I've never seen him once because I'm not going to knock on the door and go, hey, if I run into him, that's one thing, but if I'm going to go, hey, it's Bobby.
Okay, what if I knocked on your dressing room door? Would you be annoyed?
No, I'd be so excited.
Are you sure? Because I feel like that's one of those things where it's like, oh, yeah, come on by. But then you would kind of be like, oh my god, you actually did it.
No, because I think that I would be, it would give me points on the show too. Like, I'd be like, oh my god, like if like the other actors are on, I go, hey, Anna Faris came to visit.
Really?
That'd be cool. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, you're a star.
Thanks. You are too.
Not barely.
What?
I'm barely one. I'm like fifth lead on a sitcom that no one's watching. I was on the show just now.
Wait, hold on. You're promoting a show here and you're gonna plug it and you're saying no one's watching.
I want people to watch, but it's like, you know, this is us is against us, and they're burying us, I think.
This isn't the best way to promote your show.
It's a great show. It really is a great show. It's dynamic, right? And it's intrinsically delicious, right? And me, very good. My lines, very good.
Can you tell us a line that you said today?
I haven't memorized my lines tomorrow.
Okay, but just make up something. Something that sort of vaguely resembles.
Martin, that's not how you do it.
Can I give you a line reading?
Yeah.
No, Martin, that's not how you do it.
But he's, I know.
No, Martin, that's not how you do it.
Yeah.
No, Martin, that's not how you do it.
Can I try again then?
Yeah.
No, Martin, that's not how you do it.
Ooh, that was good.
That was good.
Yeah.
No, Martin, that's not how you do it.
I had to do it like that?
You got to just add it in there. They love that.
No, Martin, that's not how you do it.
And then just start like.
And then you're cut. Like, and then the producers walk up and go,
crotch.
Can you not do it that way? Can you just not do it that way? Just do it by the way it's written. I know, but Anna Faris said.
And yeah, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Hey guys, I'm here. I just stopped by. I got to tell you, it'd be a lot better if you just did like a lot of hip thrusting.
Yeah.
Now, Martin, that's not how you do it. And then we're going to have to buy some rights.
Yeah.
To, what was that song? Anyway, you guys can do it.
Why didn't you afford it? Why didn't you do stand up ever?
Really?
Why didn't you ever do it?
I mean, you would crush it.
I know you don't need to do it, but
no,
it's like
so many big stand-ups come on the show and say the same thing.
Really,
so that's a huge compliment.
No, honestly,
in my head, I'm like, she's a funny,
I agree.
Super funny actress.
I agree with you.
But by being here with you now, in my head, I'm like, why is
she's
she doing
fucked up?
No, why you could yeah, have but, been huge.
Thanks, but I don't know how. I don't know how to do it. I don't understand the mechanics. I never thought my trajectory was at all in comedy. I have a lot of like, Bobby, this is a long conversation. I don't.
What's going on? You're having a fucking nervous breakdown
or
something?
Yeah. I am.
Like, you've thought about it before?
You brought it on. You've brought it on.
Yeah. You've thought about it before?
No.
Because I need
the interaction or something. And it's, I still don't think I'm, whatever.
Yeah. Well, can I just say one last thing about it though? Is that you, a lot of times, in stand-up comedy, the performer needs to do it for whatever, you know, and it's like, you don't really
need...
But why
is that?
A lot of it's financial almost. A lot of it's like, you know, I know a lot of guys that do acting and comedy, and when they get an acting job, like Jeff Garlin, when he was on the Goldbergs, you saw him around a lot, but now that he's on the Goldbergs, you don't really see him because he has another thing that he's doing. But for me, when Mad TV got canceled, I couldn't work for 5 years. Like, I didn't work from Mad TV until The Dictator was 3 or 4 years. I mean, 4 years of not working, no auditions, nothing.
God, that's
so I had to do stand up to survive.
So, and I think this is a longer conversation, or we're going to get to some callers, but I do really want to ask you about like the structure of crafting a joke in a routine, because I don't think that it is, it's not my strong suit at all.
It's asking questions and answering them. So basically you take a piece of paper and you go, I want to talk about the zoo, but just about a broad thing like that. You say the zoo, do I like it or do I not? I hate it. Why? Why do you hate the zoo? Because that's where kids go.
So you're narrowing it.
You're narrowing it down, right? And you give 20 examples of why you don't like it. Or you can do the other point of view, which is, I like the zoo. And you write down the reasons why. The first five might not be funny. And then when you answer it, you ask more questions about it. What are the animals thinking? You know, you can do that with everything about your life, like my kids. Yeah, I know you have children, you know.
Can we please do a tiny Kayla right now? I know we have to get to callers. Please. We'll be real short.
How much time do you have, first of all?
I have all day.
Oh, you do? Okay, fine. And you're okay on time, too? All right, let's do...
Tell me what's going on, because you guys are railroading me, and I'm sweating. And I want to know now, from now on, what the fucking program is like.
I'm so happy you listened to our show before.
Yeah,
me too. I've never seen it.
You wouldn't be able to see it anywhere.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to see it.
I know, but you know what,
only
dude?
Audio.
On the strength of who she is and how, my relationship with her.
Thank you so much, Robbie.
So just tell me the program from now on. Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
This surprise chat.
Surprise.
You're caught in our web.
Yeah.
You're here now. Right now, you are in Vancouver.
Yes.
So you are at the Sutton Place.
That's I've stayed there before. Mm-hmm. Everyone has.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're in the Girard Room.
Ooh.
It's been a long day of shooting.
Yeah.
You're sitting at the bar.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up? Oh, my God.
What?
I know you.
Yeah, no.
I know you.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I so know you.
Oh, my God.
You're hot.
What?
Yeah. Oh, my God. What are you doing up here?
I'm just working. Yeah.
Really?
Just working, yeah, on a project. Yeah,
Do people ever call you, like, Robert Ely?
Yeah, all my life.
Oh, really?
And they go, hey, he was a white general. Are you related? And I go, no. I'm Korean, whatever.
That's funny.
Hey,
I'm Kayla.
Hey, Kayla.
Yeah.
I'm Bobby.
Hey, Bobby. Yeah, I know. I totally know. I promise I'm not going to tell anybody. Don't even worry.
He says, It's fine.
Okay, that's
Kayla,
cool.
Kayla, oh do you work here or?
No. Oh my God, no. I'm just trying to be an actor, yeah.
What?
I'm trying to be an actor. And
is Kayla bothering you? I'm sorry, Mr. Lee.
God, no, I'm fine.
Thank you. Sure? Yeah. Thank you. You know what I want.
What would you like, Kayla?
I want a cherry tequila bomb.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyway,
So tell me, like, how do you make it?
Well, you know, for me, there's different paths, Kayla.
Yeah.
For me, my path was through stand-up comedy. I did stand-up comedy. In 1995, I started doing open mics in San Diego, and I crawled my way up.
Oh.
Yeah, and I went up 9 times a week.
Is that why you keep your nails so short or long or whatever they are?
Yeah.
You're really crawling. Like, what was that woman in that movie where she was being harvested for her skin?
It was a movie that was
Precious. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, was it Precious?
I don't know. I have no idea.
No, Silence of the Lambs.
Well, she was Harvest.
Yeah,
she was in a well.
You have really nice skin. If I were a murderer, I would totally harvest you. Because you really do.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't mean to creep you out or anything.
It's not that. I don't really. I just sometimes ever want to vomit out of harvested.
Oh my God! Aren't the jalapeno poppers amazing here?
They're really good. The a little bit too much cream cheese though.
I feel like Canadians have not gotten ranch down quite yet.
Yeah. I have an early call time.
What are you working on?
Here's your check. You can just sign it to your room.
What are you working on?
I'm on Lost Boys 3.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Are you good at like maps in general? Like as a person?
What do you mean maps?
Like if you're lost.
No, I don't really. I've never been lost because I have a motor vehicle and I.
So how do you relate to your character?
What, you ever seen Lost Boys? No, it's a classic 80s movie about
vampires. I assume that they're lost.
No, they're not. I think
mentally
lost is more
emotionally
of a
lost.
Okay.
Like lost. Yeah,
it's
in
about
the heart.
Vampires.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I feel like we
Can you not touch
are
me?
So sorry. We just, are oh, so.
You're a little too close. Partner. Just back up. I mean, I like you, Kayla, but. Anyway, get the check.
Okay.
Here you go. You're all set to go.
Oh my God. What room? Okay. You're at 5105. Okay. Here's the thing. I really could use some help.
What do you need?
Breaking into the business.
Yeah. Can I just say something though, Kayla?
Yeah. So I'll meet you up at the room later.
I'm sorry. The room number wasn't supposed to be on the
show. Why is the fucking room number on the? You wrote it on there, in big font.
He gets a kickback.
Yeah.
I apologize, Mr. Lee.
I will take care.
I'll make sure I'll refund this entire bill.
Canada welcomes you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to pass on you coming up, though.
Oh, no. Yeah. We can't.
Yeah.
Passes We're are gonna. All gone.
Yeah.
Can't pass anymore.
All right.
You already took a couple passes.
Come up in 20 minutes. come up in 20 minutes.
Okay, you got it.
All right, yeah. And that's when you never see Kayla again.
I'm being harvested.
He was the only one that's ever invited you up.
That's not true. There were a
no
couple
one else
other
has
people
invited you up.
That were like, come on up.
Really? Who else?
I can't remember. Listen, go through the archives.
We'll go through the archives.
Yeah.
Because in my younger days, I have done that.
You've taken like...
A crazy.
Yeah? Up to your room?
Yeah.
Listen.
In my younger days. You know what I mean?
Kayla's like... Yeah.
Because she's not that... I mean, I know Kayla's creepy. But she's not, she's bordering on, you still, I could still hook up with her.
Okay, so
I
wait,
can still
what,
bear the,
wait, wait,
the,
wait.
Yeah, her
personality. Bobby, then what would cross the line?
I think looks is a big thing for me too. Like if they look like somebody I'm not attracted to, but you know, not that, Anna, we're friends, but I'm just saying that in the situation, if you were Kayla, and I'm thinking to myself, if I didn't have a girlfriend, and I was on the road.
You would fuck me?
That's not what I said.
No, but then,
I don't
no, Bobby,
fuck you.
Thank you.
Wow.
I
that
want,
was great. I love Kayla.
I so want you to be the... Yeah. I want to be Anna Faris and have you be creepy guy.
All right, you want me to try?
Yeah.
All
right.
Please. Fine, I know fine. You have to go. You have a new baby.
No, the callers are waiting for the...
Okay.
You have actual callers?
This is an advice show, so we give advice.
And we're nice.
Oh, yeah. I do advices on my show, too, as well.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I know. I listen to your
show. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
And that's
I listen to Rosenbaum.
Listen, whatever. You guys both, nobody listens to each other's fucking podcasts.
I think his podcast is great, Tiger
Belly. Fuck you.
I'm promoting it right now.
Fuck you. You didn't know what we were doing. I didn't know what you're doing. Nobody knows what the fuck is going on. All right?
Okay, let's start. Let's try.
Okay.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I am at the Sutton Place Hotel.
Okay. Listen, I know you get this all the time, and so I'm acting cool about it. So
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not making a big deal, but I'm just like a fucking huge fan. And,
thanks. Thank you.
Lost in Translation.
Oh, thank you.
Were you in that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're amazing.
Oh, thank you.
And I love your new show, Mommy. Yeah, it's
thank
so
you.
Good.
Yeah.
And Alice, what's that like working with Alice Janney?
She's great. Yeah. She really is, yeah.
You know, it's funny. Just FYI, for your information. That's what the kids say. But FYI, you know, I'm a busboy. I work at a restaurant. But the thing is that, you know, you just your body type and the way you look, just your whole vibe is like perfectly matched with my situation.
Oh.
Did you? you know? Because you're like my height and stuff.
Yeah.
And you remind me of my mom, but she's Asian.
Oh.
Yeah, she's completely Asian, but
that's cool.
the energy is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I want to be, I'm not going to ask for a photo because you get that all the time, you know.
Can I, what was your
Taube.
Name? Taube?
Taube.
Taube.
Yeah.
Taube. Yeah. This is crazy.
Yeah.
I know that I'm like in the public eyes, you know. I've spent most of my life not feeling particularly attractive, and I don't get hit on that much.
I know.
And you do well. Anyway,
I mean, I don't know that. I'm just.
I know that you know that. Yeah. I really, really appreciate it.
Thanks. I just, you know, in a.
And I used to work in the service industry.
Really?
So, yeah. I mean, I basically still do.
If I just had a better situation and I'm more confident about my abilities,
I got money.
I would rip you.
You what?
I would rip you.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll rip you up. yeah. I mean, it would be like. Your vagina would look like Vietnam from afar. Yeah. The war, that's what I meant. I mean, you could smell napalm.
Who wins? Capitalism or communism?
I have no idea, but no one's going to lose, I'll tell you that. What room?
5105.
I'm going to smash the fuck out of your vag.
Oh, yeah. My friend Bobby's up there as well.
Oh, who was he?
Yeah, we're doing a movie together.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's going to love to see you.
You wouldn't do that, Anna. You wouldn't bring up a stranger upstairs.
Bobby, come on.
You wouldn't bring a stranger upstairs.
I'm
like
about
that.
To turn 42. No one knows what I'm going to do.
Yeah. When are you 42 soon?
November.
I'm 47 now. Do you believe it?
Wow,
I'm almost 50.
You don't look 47. You look really good. I thought you were.
Fuck you.
I'm telling you, I thought
you delivered that was like you expected a compliment.
No, you.
Yeah, I do.
I like, was giving you a compliment.
Because
said,
that's
fuck
what
you.
Normal people do.
Great job.
And then I always go, fuck you when
great
they do
job.
It.
Great job. Great job, Bobby. You're looking great, Bobby.
So people are going to call in.
So we're going to actually.
These are real people.
These are real people. They wrote in for relationship advice, and they have certain situations that we're going to help them with.
Wait,
so,
do we have sheets?
Yeah, here we go.
Want to look
here
at
we
the
go. Here's a sheet. We're going
to
call Nicholas first.
Hello?
Hey, Nicholas.
Hi.
Hi, sure? Nicholas. It's Anna.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Great, and I'm here with Bobby Lee.
Do you know me?
Yes, I do, actually.
Bobby Lee. You know Bobby Lee?
Yes. I've been watching Mad TV for a long time. Oh,
that was 20 years ago. I've done other things.
Yeah, I know.
Hey. Hey.
I listened to your podcast a little bit, too.
Oh, Tiger Belly?
Yeah.
Thank you, Nicholas.
Hey, Nicholas, thanks so much for being a part of this. Bobby and I have been jerks to each other for the last hour and a half, and I'm so thank you for being patient with us.
So Nicholas is 23. He's in Arizona.
And see, Sim is getting annoyed too.
I'm not getting annoyed. This has been one of my all-time favorite podcasts. I've been trying to get this guy on the show for a long time.
But before you live in Arizona, Nicholas?
I live in Phoenix.
You live in Phoenix. What part of Phoenix do you live in? Because my parents live in Chandler.
I live in Tempe.
Oh, really? So Chandler's not that far away, right?
Why are you yelling?
Because he's in Phoenix. So Nicholas, if you ever have a chance, go visit my folks.
Okay.
My dad had a stroke. He needs help.
That would be an amazing road trip. Yeah. Can we all take an RV? We'll pick up Nicholas and we'll go visit your parents.
Yeah, my dad's sick. He would love it.
Did he really have a stroke?
Yeah.
Why do you say it like that? Like, we're trying to, for a laugh.
I didn't do it for a laugh.
It makes me uncomfortable because you say it in a funny voice.
Nothing's funnier than death.
You say it in a funny voice, and it's a sad thing that just happened.
Listen, yeah. Okay? John Turturro eyes, okay? Because you have his eyes.
Thank you. Right. I don't know if that's a compliment.
Yeah. I know your vibe.
I'm sorry, Nicholas. Right?
You have a kind of a Tucci-esque vibe as well, okay?
Yeah.
It's so fucking Tucci me right now.
I won't.
So go ahead, Nicholas. You have a question? Does he have a question?
Yeah, no, he wants to know about this girl he has a huge crush on.
Okay, go ahead.
We're going to try and help you.
Okay. So I started grad school at ASU about 2 months ago, and in my class is this girl I have a pretty big crush on, and I've been kind of nervous to approach her, but I found out like a month ago that one of my friends in the class I'm pretty close with, we're in the same group project too, actually, he also has a big crush on this girl. And I don't really know how to approach it. Some of my friends have told me to just not involve myself and try to meet other people. So I've done that and got on Bumble and Tinder. But I just, you know, can't stop thinking I should at least try and talk to her to see if she actually likes me back or anything. So I guess my question is, how should I approach this? Should I talk to him and have like a heart-to-heart and kind of gauge where he's at? Should I just, you know, try my luck somewhere else and forget about it? Or should I go to her?
We know the options, Nick.
Please, Nicholas, you must know that Bobby was just, like, threw the mic down, stood up, and buried his head in his hands. Clearly he can't relate.
I can relate. That's why I stood
up.
My delivery was great.
That was a very good delivery.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. That was a very good delivery.
Jesus Christ.
But Nicholas, can I say something right now?
Sure, go ahead.
I'm the master of unrequited love. Where you love somebody so hard, but they might not even know about your love, or they might not even be thinking about you, but you think about them 24/7 and you kind of obsess over it. So I've had Anna Bieldenis. That was one of the girls that I had. I had another one named Rebecca Dreskin. I used to drive by her fucking apartment.
Remember me?
Anna Ferris, right? So what I'm saying to you right now, can I say something? Whatever it is, and this is going to be hard to listen to, but the only way you're going to be free is to let her go, and you strive for something big in terms of not a woman, but in terms of goals in your life. I want you to become the champ of life, all right?
Okay.
And it might not, at 23, it might not happen for you right away, but what I'm saying is that when you get out of yourself and go, you know what, I'm going to strive to be whatever you want to do in your career, right? You focus on that, you work hard, you build an empire of whatever you want to do. And I swear to fucking God,
that girl will get laid.
Yeah, and 1,000 other women are going to be clawing to have you. And guess what? 10 years from now, you won't even remember what this girl's name is.
Yeah.
Okay. But this thing that you're going, I know you get addicted to the love and the fantasy and all that. But at the end of the day, there's only pain down this road, my friend.
But Bobby, play out a scenario. What do you mean by that?
Well, what's going to end up happening is you're not going to have the balls. Hey, does she know about how you feel?
No.
Exactly. So this is exactly what the situation is. So months are going to go by and your obsession is going to grow. And then one day you're just going to be like, I just got to tell her. Right? So one day you're going to awkwardly pull her aside and go, hey, I just want to let you know that you want to hang out sometime? I have feelings for you. And she's going to say something really shocking like, oh, well, no, I just want to be your friend. And also, I'm seeing five other guys. And then what's going to end up happening is you're going to try to act cool. Oh, no problem. You know, I get it, right? But when you get in your car and you drive to your fucking thing, right, you're going to contemplate all kinds of weird fucking shit, dude. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm never going to leave the house again, whatever it might be. And you're going to go through a lot of pain and suffering. And I want to save you from that, because that's what the end of this road is. But you know what? You're probably going to do it anyway, Nicholas. So there's nothing I can do to, you know what I mean, stop you. But I'm letting you know that I want you to win. And the only way to win is to live a big life and live the world.
Bobby, that you really like, you cut straight to the chase with that. Because truthfully, I do think that, Nicholas, that you would know if she had, I mean, she, you know, may like mildly flirt with you. Maybe she likes you as a friend, but you would know if she was, you would feel it in your gut if she liked you more than that. I think that Bobby's completely right. Like, keep your eye on the prize. And with your mutual friend, I don't know when you guys bring her up, how it gets discussed, but, you know, I wouldn't let that ruin anything either.
Do you guys flirt at all? Or is there any flirtation at all between you two?
Well, I haven't really talked to her much, so I don't even know if she even feels the same way.
I want to be real with you. She doesn't. You know what? I want him, your friend, to get her.
Well, that will drive Nicholas to like to be a fucking billionaire.
Yeah. Let me say something. I'm going to equate it to my life, Nicholas. Check it out. All right. When I first became a comic and I was kind of, you know, grinding, I would run into somebody like Dave Chappelle or, you know, Chris Rock or something, and I would get really intimidated. Right, where I couldn't say anything to them. Even though they would say hi, didn't know what to say. But the thing is that when I became more successful and I started growing in confidence, now I'll walk by Chris and go, what's up? And there's nothing. I don't feel fear, right? And I think that's because...
And you're getting laid.
Yeah, my girlfriend's...
Left and
my
right.
Girlfriend's,
she's fucking smoking.
And Nicholas...
Right now, Bobby is getting really close to the computer.
Nicholas, I want to say something up to you, okay? I was where you were at. And the thing is that because of these two girls that was an unrequited love with, and they broke, one of the girls, you know, got married to a guy I know. And it drove me crazy, dude. I went into a forest and I punched a tree.
Wow.
With which hand?
What? With both hands. Because I saw her, I walked into a room at a party and I saw the girl that I was obsessed with making love to another guy. I walked
How did
in
you
on,
masturbate again?
I didn't masturbate for a year. My point is this. Those events had to occur in order for me to even do stand-up. When I did stand-up comedy at 23, I had nothing left to lose. And it was my salvation. And guess what? Once I started doing stand-up, white pussy all day, every day, my friend.
What?
For Papa. For years. Pink. The pink stuff. For years.
Why did your father have a stroke again?
I don't know. Okay, Nick? You hearing me?
Okay. Yeah.
White pussy for years.
So it's like an investment process.
Exactly. This is going to drive him to be a great man, or even he's going to become a serial killer.
I will say that I do think that the pain that
I
went
to do that.
The pain that I went through as an awkward kid and an awkward college student without a lot of friends, I think that it made me feel like, okay, do I have the courage to succeed in my dreams? Because I think when things, especially love, sort of comes easy in that way, it can fuck you up at that particular stage, right? I don't know. I really don't know. I'm unqualified. But Nicholas, so wait, So I bet this girl is beautiful, and you like watch her from a distance, I would imagine, or maybe you guys have friendly banter, but I do think that you would know if she was into you, and I don't want you torturing yourself. And exactly what Bobby said, Bobby, like, really, you did amazing with that. Bobby was all nervous.
You never want to get into that situation when you become obsessed with someone, because that's only going to lead to a road of hurt. And, you know, when I was younger, I've been in that situation as well. And trust me, it doesn't work out. It never works out the way you want it to work out. It just doesn't.
There's no way that somebody can hit on you where it convinces you if you haven't already been attracted to that person.
Yeah. The guy that's going to get that girl is a guy that barely thinks of her.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Just wants to get a little side ass, and you know, and she's gonna respond to that because some women are, you know, they like that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're all guilty of versions of this. Yeah. I mean, you're exactly right, though.
But don't let that bother you. When you see her banging other dudes, just try your best to, like Bobby said, do something for yourself that you think will put you in a position to succeed.
It's the pain. Yeah. The pain that you feel should be the motivating factor for you to go, you know what, one day I will show you. For me, in this career that I have had, it's the only thing that's driven me to stay in it, because I had so much rejection that in my head I'm like, I'm going to show you women my parents and all these people that I made the right choice and that I can do it.
Yeah.
And I have done it. But it took me, listen, I've been doing stand-up since I was 23. I'm fucking 47, right? And I've been at it this long, and it still drives me. And I have I'm telling you right now, in every rating, Bobby Lee, in 1 through 10, is a 4. I'm a 3.54. And I don't care. People go, no, you're a 7. No, I know my body. My dick looks like a sick alien. I fucking know, right? I'm a 4, and my girlfriend is a fucking 10, dude. She's a 10. And people online go, how come he's with her? She's only, some people go, she's only with him for the money. And the reason why she's with me is because I've developed into a Brad Pitt on the inside, right? Through pain and suffering. So fucking Nicholas, I swear to fucking God, dude, you use it, that pain, to motivate yourself to become something bigger.
I love this.
I
love this, because that's the same way I motivate myself that way too. I mean, honestly, I'm listening to you talk, and it's the same. Yeah,
that's what we're all saying here, right?
What?
We're motivated by pussy?
Yeah, like
no, we're motivated for acceptance
that's a part of it. Pussy is a part of it, Anna.
Part of it. that was your whole argument. Listen, I'm not disagreeing.
No, that wasn't the whole.
No, but I'm not disagreeing.
But that's not what the argument was.
That's not the argument. Okay.
Should I phrase it like love, then? Would you prefer that, gentlemen? No.
A lot of it is also your parents' approval, right? I just threw that into it, too. That
hey, Mom, Dad.
That has nothing to do with a pussy.
I have this, like, super hot, tight pussy that I just met.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That was even terrible. That was terrible acting.
What I just did there?
Yeah.
Because
you finally, like, put the microwave away. Microphone away from your mouth. No, but it's true, though, that we, like, our life goals should be, you know, about love, truthfully, and sort of what we want, and also in pursuing of passion, but...
Can I ask, Nicholas, what do you want to be when you grow up?
But nothing is gained easily.
I want to work for the Forest Service and National Park Service.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, Nicholas, I love that. So Nicholas likes to be alone, though. I do, too. You know, like Jack Kerouac up at, like, Northern Cascades, like, at the top of a fire station.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
But what's going to happen up there is you're going to be out in the forest.
Oh, yeah.
You're wearing that Smokey the Bandit.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Smokey the bear
He's been up there for 3.5 weeks
right.
And all by himself.
And you're going to have a little notebook.
Mm, he bathed in, like, the small ice-cold lake.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
He had to hike, like,
and you're
going to
go, I'm going to write something. Uh-huh. Right? And you're going to write some poetry.
Yeah. What kind of poetry?
Just, like, haikus and whatnot.
Mm.
I don't know any.
Yeah.
That's the only style I know.
All right.
And then, what's going to happen is then there's going to be another forest ranger, hot chick.
Oh, yeah. Wait, no. You're not teasing this out enough. No, here's what's happening.
Okay, tell me.
It's like All right, so it's like 5:54 in the morning, right?
Oh, specific.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nicholas is in his sleeping bag on the bunk bed, which there's no mattress on because it got like whatever flea ridden by the last dude. So it's been uncomfortable, you know, and and the sun is just starting to break over the mountains.
Beautiful.
Uh-huh.
I get it.
And suddenly there's like, he hears something that's unfamiliar. It's not the normal like morning birds or whatever, but he hears like boots on gravel.
Yeah.
And there's like,
uh-huh. Can I do sound effects?
And then there's like a, the door suddenly opens. There's not even a knock.
It's a creak because the door's a little old. It's wooden.
Does that right.
I love sound effects.
And here's this.
This is the birds.
Very attractive, but Nicholas can't quite see that yet because the sun's blinding him just the tiniest bit. Very attractive new forest ranger that's come in. She shuts the door. She does not even realize.
She smells like pumpkin spice as well.
Do men like pumpkins?
I love pumpkin spice. Just to say. I love pumpkin spice.
Do you all squash smells?
No, just nutmeg, ginger, and cinnamon. I like the combination.
Okay, but not spaghetti. Not spaghetti squash?
No. So you smell pumpkin spice.
All right.
A light hint.
All right. So she's startled. She's like, what? I thought, oh my God. Right. I thought that I was the only one up here. I was just assigned this post.
And she looks like Natalie Portman, but with big titties.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Yeah. Yep.
Can we throw that
totally,
in there?
Totally.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like almost abnormally big, you know?
Yeah.
They're anime.
They're
anime.
So big.
So big.
They're so big.
She has a tiny frame, but her tits are huge.
They're so big. Yeah. They're so big. Right? She's like, I thought there was a shelf that I could put my titties down. They told me there was a shelf. And then she's like, oh my God, I didn't know you would be here. Hi, my name's Natalie. And you're like, hey, I'm Nicholas. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were coming. And she's like, I didn't realize you would be here. And she's like, oh, do you mind if I'm so tired. I've been hiking for 3 hours. I started at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And do you mind if I just rest for a little while in your bunk?
Right. And when you're going to ask her like just surface questions like, where did you grow up? And she's like, well, I was Seventh-day Adventist, some like weird religion. So I just kind of like just never been with a guy before. You know, that's going to be out there, right?
She's a virgin.
She's a virgin. Yeah.
God.
She's like, I've never even seen a penis. That's going to get out there in some way. And then when she says that, right? You're going to get so fucking hard, right?
Yeah.
That a little tiny Visine drop of jizz is going to squirt out of the tip. And you're going to hear it too. You're going to hear this, like that.
The pre-cum.
Yeah, that.
And she was like, what was that? Did you hear a noise?
Yeah. You're going to be like, never mind. You know what I mean? Some of the local birds make that noise when they poo.
Oh, that must be the Western Red Sparrow.
Right. And then is she a ranger as well?
Is she a what?
She a ranger.
Oh, yeah, of course.
See, actually, this is where I'm being posted.
Yes.
I'm reading this little thing. You're Nicholas, right? He's like, yeah, I'm Nicholas. I guess it's just you and me up here forever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And guess what?
Yeah.
I did bring a couple of supplies.
What did you bring?
Well, I brought a bottle of red wine.
Yeah.
And s'mores makings.
Yeah.
I thought it was just going to be me up here.
Yeah, right. And you know what you didn't bring?
What?
Condoms.
But why would I
raw
need them?
Dog,
I'm
bro.
A virgin.
Raw dog,
I'm a virgin.
I know.
So you're advocating raw dog?
Yeah. Now, a month in now. Okay.
Great.
Nicholas, just check it out.
Great.
A month in.
We're
right.
So getting shit from our listeners. But Nicholas totally raw dog it with Natalie in the woods.
Right.
No, but like, I guess life lesson being Nicholas.
Do you like that, Nicholas, of that little fantasy?
That was a lot to take in.
Yeah, but it's pretty good, though, right? We just made that up on the spot.
Yeah.
Let's give him some final advice here.
Yeah. I think, just like Bobby said, keep your eye on the prize. And thank you so much for, I mean, everyone has like crushes on everybody. And as far as your friend goes, I don't know, Bobby, what would you say to that element? Like,
I would let him win.
Yeah.
As much as you love this person right now, as much as you love this girl, there is always someone else.
But
I promise you, there is always someone else.
And also, can I just say one last thing? I always thought love was like that movie. You ever see that movie, Paris, Texas?
No. No, I haven't actually.
Well, I'm telling you, it's one of my favorite movies of all time. Wim Wenders directed it, right? And Harry Dean Stanton is the star. I always viewed love as it not ever working out, like some sort of tragedy, right? So I just want you to watch that movie. That's how Bobby Lee thinks of love, right? And once that movie seeps into your heart, you're going to know what I mean by that.
I feel like we wouldn't be living if we didn't have passion and lust and crushes. Yeah. And we truly wouldn't be alive. And if we got everybody that we loved or lusted after, what kind of person would we fucking be if wins came easy to us?
I agree.
Nicholas, thank you so
God
much.
God bless you,
Nicholas,
and take care, Nick.
Will you please keep in touch?
I will, definitely.
Natalie's going to meet you. I'm serious, though, actually, Nicholas. If you want to talk, there is an amazing fire station up in Washington State that Jack Kerouac, it's up at this place called Ross Lake that I love. We should be in touch about that.
Thank you. Thanks.
Bye, Nicholas.
Bye.
Bye, Nicholas.
Bye.
Did we help at all?
Yes. Are you kidding, Bobby? Your advice was awesome. Every guy should be heeding that advice, for sure.
Everyone.
So I'm sorry.
Because I've lived it. I'm that guy.
Me too. I'm that guy as well.
Not you. Look that guy.
Not you, Anna. Fuck on, hey.
Fuck you for your presumption.
Are you out of your mind? I don't even feel like you're in the same clubhouse.
After so many
when you were
dudes,
six
and I could not figure out why they didn't fucking like me, but I knew why, though. I was not attractive. Fuck you for presumption.
What's the next
last
one?
Rachel,
ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row, dreaming of something better? Well, Hello Fresh is your guilt-free dream come true. Baby, it's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We're talking to Rachel, and she's in Minneapolis.
Hello.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Rachel, that's Bobby Lee and Anna Faris.
Hello, Anna.
Hi, thanks so much for doing this.
What about me?
Bobby Lee, we introduced Bobby Lee.
Hey, how's it going, Bobby?
Hi.
Hey, I love Blind Kung Fu Masters.
Wow.
So I'm worried that no one's going to know who you are.
Whoa.
And here's, look at that.
Thank you.
Yes, big Mad TV fan.
Ooh,
there you
fancy.
Go. Rachel, tell us what's going on with your friend here.
Yeah. So basically, I have a best friend who is also my current roommate. And as of late, she's kind of forcing me to be more like her mother than her friend every weekend. We have a really big group of friends who are absolutely awesome at being college seniors. We like to go out and drink. We like to tailgate and we like to drink a lot. But we're pretty good at it. We have a higher tolerance, I guess, except for this one friend. It seems like she's always racing towards a blackout, and she's usually the one to win. She blacks out about once or twice a week, and it's by 9 or 10 p.m. that she's belligerent. And it never really seemed like it was a problem before because she lived so close to the bars, and her roommate would take her home and come back. But now I'm the one who lives with her, and we live across town. So I feel like I'm the one who's being tasked with dealing with her drunken consequences. Like, I'm the one who the bartender has to tell, you know, hey, she's getting cut off. Or if we lose her in the club, one of my other friends comes up and says, hey, did you hear Sarah got kicked out for puking on the dance floor or for peeing in the men's bathroom? It seemed like it wasn't a problem because it felt like a novelty in the past. It was more so like, oh, she's so funny. She's 21. Like, she's just being herself. She's getting crazy. But now, so I feel like I'm I just have more animosity towards her, not only when we're drunk, but when we're sober. And I can't help that it feels like residual from past weekends out. So I guess my question to you guys is, how do I spark a conversation about her obviously drinking habits that are dangerous? And how am I like supposed to tell her that I'm sick of sacrificing my nights and my happiness just for her to get drunk?
Oh boy, this is the tough one. And you know what? My gut reaction is that it's more than you can do. You know, like just in general, the umbrella. Has she like gone through a breakup recently, or is there a dramatic change in her life?
Right. I think she hasn't gone through any breakup. She's been single for the last few years. And this isn't necessarily recent. It's been happening since I've known her, so freshman year.
I mean, my honest truth is she has alcoholism.
Yeah.
Alcoholism isn't drinking every day. People think that, I don't drink every day. No, alcoholism is when people drink, they black out, or consequences happen, bad things happen. And some people can drink once a week but black out and still be an alcoholic. And it looks, mm-hmm. it sounds like to me that you're becoming an enabler, right? A codependent.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's affecting your life as well. Like, say if you're at a club and she's outside either puking or she gets kicked out of a club, it stops you from having fun and you have to go out and help her, right?
Right, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
My thing to you is don't help her.
Yeah.
I'm being honest.
Yeah.
The only way she's going to get better is she has to hit a bottom. I know it so sucks to fucking even hear it, but.
No,
I would resist the temptation to gossip about her with your friends, you know, because everyone's going to have their own sort of, you know, opinion on this. If you have an intimate moment with her when the timing feels right and you feel mm-hmm. like, I want to like hang out with you, then maybe attempt to do that. But I wouldn't add fuel to the fire with a friend, like friendship sort of loading on with whatever.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's an easy temptation in that world too, and I just don't think it's very helpful.
I get that. And I guess I also was wondering, like, I mean, obviously in the current situation of the world, like, I would hate for my friends to walk home by themselves, especially as women in the city, I guess. So, like, do you have any advice for...
That's a tough one.
What I should do the next time it happens?
You're going to have to... somebody's going to have to walk... in that case...
But here's the thing, though, is that I think that this is...
listen...
Like, do you say, like, I'm going home right now and you're coming with me?
No, what I would say is...
Which encourages, like, the behavior...
Out, don't go out with her.
Yeah.
Don't be there. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And also on top of it, you can't live there anymore.
Yeah.
You have to get out.
Yeah.
What do you, you're, how old are you?
I'll be 24.
Yeah. You're a kid. All right. You're essentially a kid. All right. And 24, you're not married. You don't have children. This is your time to be free.
That's right.
And to learn and be happy and fall in love and all that fucking shit, dude. And it's like, you can't be in this situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You get out.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And so maybe you tell her, like, anytime you need me, I may be a little tipsy myself or whatever, but if you want me to, like, arrange an Uber for you at 2 a.m, mm-hmm. I will totally do that. I love you. I'm hanging out over here tonight.
Right.
But I know you're in, I think this is a very familiar situation for a lot of us.
Bobby, does she need to hit rock bottom before you get her help?
No. I, I mean, maybe Bobby has an opinion on this, but I don't even know if that's a question that should be asked.
Because you mentioned in the beginning, you said alcoholism, and I didn't expect this call to...
Who are we to diagnose?
I didn't understand that, to what degree...
Why do you get so angry with me?
Because Anna's getting angry at me for asking the question.
I know, but don't divert her anger toward me.
I just don't want...
Anna's right.
Yes.
Anna's right. We're not just doctors. We're not psychologists.
Right.
We don't know the girl. So we don't know... My opinion, though...
Right.
And I'm not a medical person. I have been sober for 16 years.
Yeah.
And I've been sober for 12 before that. So I've been around alcoholics since I was 17. I got sober originally when I was 17 years old. I've been to... Mm-hmm. All over the countries, I've spoken. I know what the deal is, and so yeah, you're right. I don't know her, right? But to me, my opinion is just from the outside. If she's blacking out twice a week, and you have all her friends enabling her and trying to figure out, and they're worried about this girl, that's a fucking problem.
Right. Yeah. But here's the other thing that.
Yeah.
But no, sorry, Bobby. I didn't mean to interrupt.
You're not interrupting. Go ahead.
But. When you have like a group of people that are talking about another person, sometimes it aggravates the behavior as well. So, so you have like a lot of, you know, sort of gossip going on and people focusing their energy on the problems of one person. So, Bobby, I don't know what the answer is here.
There is
at
no
all.
Right. There's.
I just think that Rachel shouldn't, if you can, like, discourage gossip and encourage love, I guess. That's so fucking vague and lame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Rachel, I'm saying get out. You can't be, you can't be in this situation, you know, and she, you can't fix her.
No.
She's going to go down the path she's going to go down. But at the same time, also, it's like, I want you to be free.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Because you can't. You can't. There's nothing.
These are too difficult.
I'm sorry. This is really hard, guys.
But you know what's so commendable, though, Rachel, is that you're a fucking amazing friend. And I know that you want to be there for her. And I know that you want to love her and make sure that she's safe. But you can't, you know. It's like, you know, you just can't. You can't do that to yourself. And you can't be there all the time for her. And she may even if you do like try to sort of tighten your grip around her, she may really push away from you. So all you can do is be a good support system and tell her that you love her and that you're going to do your own thing. Or if you do hang out, leave when you want to leave.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I think that's why it's so hard is because we live together. We have the same major, so we're together then. We have the same friend group, so it's hard to like differentiate.
Yeah, between,
you know, because it's tough. It's hard.
Yeah.
Can you move into a bigger place with three other girls so you all share and take
care? No, but
she
shouldn't have to necessarily. But
because enabling her is going to keep her from getting sober.
But abandoning her is also something she really can't. I mean, then she'll have no one. Right.
But at the same time, it's just like when like if I'm drinking every day, right, and people in my life are disappearing, in my head as an alcoholic, I'm like, holy shit, why? Oh, it's my drinking.
Right.
But if I'm drinking and everyone's still around, I still have my job, you know, I still have everything.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm like, oh, I'm taken care of. I can drink all I want. People carry me home. You know, people, you know, get me, you know, beverages in the morning to help me get over my hangover or whatever, you know? So what I'm saying is that there is no, every situation is different, but at the end of the day, she can't be enabled, Sam?
Right.
Right, Rachel?
I agree.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
I don't want you to take on this burden. I want you to be able to live your life. And I have no idea if what I'm saying is correct. Maybe there's no correct response here. There isn't.
Should we encourage any professional to write in? And maybe I can read that in feedback.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
Do we have professionals that listen to the show?
Yeah.
We do. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
They always send feedback.
I know. I'm just laughing with you. I'm not at you. Right? Rachel, thank you so much for your call in. And
thank you,
guys. Our prayers
Did you
are with
just
you.
Take over.
She just took over. Yeah. Totally he's a new co-host.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Let me
Bobby
just do it. Rachel, thank you so much. And may God be with
thank you.
May God be with you.
Yeah, because there's spirituality in the world,
suddenly,
Anna.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't think I believe in God?
Fuck you. Hey, Rachel, I love you. And thank you so much for talking with us. And anyway, thank you for sharing. And I hope we get feedback. And please, please, please keep in touch.
Thanks, Rachel.
We love you.
Bye.
Why did you guys save all the heavy shit with pop-up?
I don't
know.
That was tough today.
Yeah. And I have to urinate.
Go urinate. Now listen.
Before are we doing end, you two alone?
Yeah. Leave,
no,
yeah,
come back. Just, we'll wrap. Yeah, let's wrap.
We're not gonna. We'll wrap it. But we can't wrap it without her. But go.
Well,
go
we can wrap it right now. We're done. We're done with the show.
All right. All right. I'm gonna. Can I plug some things?
Plug.
Like, don't
so
rush it
show.
Because I can't. Okay. I have my own podcast called Tiger Belly.
I love Tiger Belly. I love the theme song.
I wrote
song.
It. You know, I wrote
no,
it.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God, I did.
Okay.
On my GarageBand.
Tyler, can we play a theme song right now? All right, we're listening to it right now. This is a great theme
First
song.
First of all, the language in it I made up. It's gibberish.
This right now is...
It's not a real language, no. It's like gibberish, the language, and I did that on my
Who composed this song right now
I
we're
did.
Listening to?
You did. I did.
It's my favorite podcast theme song.
Thank you.
I'm not kidding.
Thank you. So I'm on that. And
what
I'm,
else?
I'm also on a sitcom called Splitting Up Together, Tuesdays at 9:30 on ABC.
Oliver Hudson and...
Jenna Fischer. And I'm fourth or fifth lead.
Any comedy specials coming up?
No, nothing.
Any comedy touring
nothing.
In
I'm
LA?
I'm at the Comedy Store in Hollywood.
I love the Comedy Store. Do you know Brenton?
Middlecombe?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I do.
Sam, are you name dropping?
No,
he's a doorman.
He's a doorman.
Yeah.
And he's also a comedian. He's great.
He's
like him.
Fantastic. I knew him when he was a kid, too.
Bobby,
anyway,
thank
can
you
I be
so,
honest with yes. you, though, dude? It's like, I want, you know, I was a little hurt when you guys wanted Bert Kreischer before me.
No, I. Yeah, you know what happened.
I know what happened.
I asked you first.
No. Let me say something.
Yeah.
Sam, I know what the reality of my life is, and I don't take things personally. But the fact is, you wanted Bert before me because he has a bigger podcast following, which is fine. But can I just say something right now?
How do you know that's true?
Because I'm just making assumptions in my mind.
Okay,
because
gotcha.
That's why I live. That's how I live my life. Okay.
Yes.
But you know what? Touché.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, back at ya. Okay. And number three, right? I know I'm not taking it personally. I'm so glad you called me for this one. All right. Peace
we
out.
Had a blast. I love
Peace
you.
Peace out,
this
dude.
Is amazing.
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something.
Oh, my God. We already did it.
You're a remarkable person. And I just want to give you a big Ferris fuck you to
yeah,
send
yeah.
you off.
Yeah.
You've
fuck
been amazing.
You too.
Fuck you, Bobby, right into space.
Whoa.
Fuck you, heavy. Bobby. Fuck you, Bobby. You can get there. Right into space.
Yeah. Wow.
To infinity and beyond.
Beyond, yeah.
Thank you, Bobby. I love you. Thank
that was my static.